I've been thinking about balance in social and political life. I really think that in a society there's a balance of when things are at a operate in a way so that there's a certain amount of democracy, freedom, ability of the individual to express themselves. And unless there's a secret police, say like the Soviet Union, where any kind of dissent or any kind of moving toward this brings about imprisonment or death, that a society balances itself in the sense, of course, it took 80 years in the Soviet Union and the decline of terror, but you see the Arab Spring, where things had gotten the kind of totalitarian, not totalitarianism, but authoritarianism, just it had gone too far, and the people themselves rose up against it. I think about it in terms of our society, where you've had the right wing ideology very, very strong, influencing Congress, influencing laws, influencing the society, and that now, hopefully, you're going to begin to see a balance go the other way. In our society, it just cannot go one way too far. What attracted me to EAT, to experiments in art and technology,
in
was,
social and political life.
well, I met
I really think
Billy
that
Kluver and
in a
began
society there's a
to
balance of when things are at
work
a
with, work
operate
on,
in a way so that
actually, I worked on
there's
the Nine Evenings, and
certain
I was
amount of
working with Bob Whitman,
democracy, freedom,
but I got involved in the
ability of
Nine
the
Evenings,
individual to
making the
express
tiny
themselves.
plugs,
And
helping
unless there's a
out
secret
with other
police,
things,
say
and
like the
then
Soviet Union, where any kind
as
of
EAT
dissent or any
was
kind of
developed, I was the only one who could
moving
spell.
toward this
And artists are
is
notorious bad spellers, so Billy and Fred
is
Walder asked me to be
brings
editor
about
of the
imprisonment or death,
newsletter, EAT News.
that a
But what really
society
attracted me was in
balances
talking to
itself
Billy, it was not
in the
only the
sense
idea
that, of course, it took
that
80 years in the Soviet
the
Union and the decline
giving
of
technology
terror,
to the
but
artist,
you see the Arab
but that this
Spring,
process
where
would
things had gotten the kind of
improve the engineers doing their own
not
technology. It was a way
totalitarianism, but
of
authoritarianism,
humanizing,
just
making
it had gone too
technology more
far, and the
responsive to the
people
individual.
themselves
So
rose
this
up
idea
against
that the
it.
double,
I
it
think
wasn't
about
just
it
for
in
the artist,
terms
but
of
also for the engineer and for the society, was
our
the real
society, where
attraction.
you've had the right wing
and thinking
ideology very,
longer
very
about
strong, influencing
EAT in the
Congress,
60s, I realized that
influencing
EAT was very much
laws,
part of
influencing the
the
society,
revolutionary
and that
ideas
now,
that were going on
hopefully,
in the at the time with the
you're going to
civil rights
begin to see
movement,
a
the
balance
anti-war
go the other
movement was
way, and our
one
society just
manifestation
cannot
of it.
go
But the whole
one
idea
way
of
too far.
SDS and the students, that individuals could make a difference. And I think this was very much an EAT idea. What attracted me to
I
EAT,
was
to
thinking
experiments in art
about
and technology,
balance in social
was
and political
Robert
life.
Rauschenberg and
Well, I
Robert
met
Whitman,
Billy
the artist,
Kluver.
and
In a society, there's a
what I liked
balance
about their work, and again what
things are
attracted
at
me to the work.
work
And I
rate
thought
in
that
a
what
way.
they had in
So, actually, I
common
worked
and
on the
what
Nine
was
Evenings.
quite extraordinary
And
was the
I was working
ability
with
to
Bob
go
Whitman, Democracy,
from the
Freedom.
personal
I
to the
got involved in
cosmic.
Kluver,
Rauschenberg,
the Nineties, making the tiny
in
plugs
particular, would
and
have images that
helping
were
out. Unless there's
completely
a secret
personal, completely
police, other
everyday,
things, say
and
like the
then
Soviet
completely
Union,
mundane,
where
and then
any kind
as
of
EAT
dissent or
was,
any
there
kind
would
of develop,
be the universe or the universal.
I was the only one who
And
could
this kind
spell
of
toward
mixing
this.
of
Artists is
and putting them
notorious bad
together on the same
spellers.
level
So
was
Billy and Fred Walder
extraordinary
asked me to be
brings
editor,
about revelation, I
news,
think,
death,
at our EAT
that
News.
a
But what
society
really attracted me was in
balances
talking to
itself.
Whitman,
Billy,
It was not only the
images
the
in his pieces engaged both your emotions and your intelligence, often soundless, extraordinary images that would
improve the engineers.
Move by, change, be projected on people, be projected on technology,
more responsive to the individual
space.
Just this idea
engaged you.
Double. It wasn't just
and there was more. It was a sense of there was more than you could just see from one perspective. So this incredible generosity. Both Bobs had this incredible generosity in their work, representing you with imagery and ideas.
In the at the time with the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement was
one manifestation of it.
But the whole idea of
too far.
SDS and the students that individuals could make a difference. And I think this is very much an EAT idea. What attracted me to EAT.
I was thinking about, of course, what's in everybody's mind today is Occupy Wall Street.
And again,
in New York, it's Occupy Wall Street. Here, it's Occupy Philadelphia.
About
their
work.
And again, what attracted me, the excitement is I never thought I would see it in my lifetime.
Quite extraordinary was the ability to go
this from the personal, moving, the this really turning of the pendulum, because since Reagan and even Clinton and then, of course, the Bush years, the preponderance of conservative ideas, the strength of conservative political ideas,
kind of
moving this country to the right, moving the conversation to the right, was extraordinarily frustrating and depressing, especially for those of us who lived through the 60s, where there was the idea that we fix things, we could change things, things would change. And now, when you see these young people, well, first in Wisconsin and Ohio, finally standing up and saying, no, something's wrong, this is wrong. They've shifted the conversation, they've shifted the possibilities, and what can grow out of this will be something new.
Space.
Just engaged you.
Double. It wasn't just
and there was more. It was a sense of there was more than you could just see from one perspective. So this incredible generosity. Both Bobs had this incredible generosity in their work, representing you with imagery and ideas.
In the at the time with the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement was one manifestation of it. But the whole idea of SDS and the students that individuals could make a difference. And I think this is very much an EAT idea.
Collaboration. When I first went to work for EAT, this word collaboration,
of course, what's in
talked about collaboration between artists and engineers.
And
at first it was a shock
in New York,
because
Wall Street,
what,
here,
you lived through the war, the collaboration was usually collaboration with the enemy.
I
never took
it. That
was my first kind of taken aback at the word, but of course, as
really turning of the pendulum
and how it functions in
Reagan and
EAT. And collaboration between artists and
Bush
years, the
very
difference of completely positive ideas, experience. The idea, I think, was
kind of
moving the
country
to the right,
moving
the artist and conversation to the right.
Both professionals
extraordinarily frustrating
would
collaborate, each bringing to the collaboration, to the project, their own expertise. There's no need for the artist to become an engineer, nor the engineer to become an artist.
When you see these young people,
impossible.
Well, first in Wisconsin and Ohio,
but that they would work together
standing up
and
saying
that
no,
something could
wrong,
come out of the collaboration that neither of them could have thought
shifted
of
the conversation.
They've shifted the possibility.
In EAT, it was
usually the artist,
something
started with the artist's idea. It was began with the artist and engaged the engineer, but the results were very often very surprising for both of them and then led to new ideas and new projects.
In their work,
representing you with ideas, imagery
that
and ideas.
In the at the time with the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement was one manifestation of it. But the whole idea of
too far.
SDS and the students that individuals could make a difference. And I think this is very much an EAT idea. collaboration. When I first went to work for EAT, this word collaboration,
collaboration between artists and engineers,
realization.
And at first it was a Cage project
I thought about,
about Cage.
The war, the
collaboration,
importance of process for the enemy, for him.
I never thought I would see it.
And
it
was my first
EAT
we had
back at the word,
but of course I had to do little messages on the Pitney Bowes machine.
And one of the messages which we
wrote was process, not product.
Years.
And I think for Cage,
very different.
He defines the process
of
making a work.
The idea, I think,
with the I Ching or that, the
artist
and
the
chance, both he defined the process, but there was a rigor about each bringing to what he did. Once the process was defined, there was a rigor in following it. But this rigor led to a freedom and to new possibilities for performance, for what a work could be.
But
that they, what the audience could experience,
something
could
come
out of these,
neither of them could
this process of, was very, very important.
And
usually
the,
as I say,
artist,
something
started
amazing
the artist's idea.
New possibilities, new freedoms.
And
engage the engineer, but the results were very often very surprising for both of them, and then led to new ideas and new projects
in their work, representing it with ideas, imagery and ideas. In the at the time of the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement was one manifestation of it, but the whole idea of SDS and the students, that individuals could make a difference. And I think this is very much an EAT idea.
Collaboration. When I first went to work for EAT, this word collaboration, collaboration between artists and engineers,
realization.
And last weekend,
I worked
with Bob Whitman on a performance, Moon Rain, outdoors in Sugarloaf, New York.
And
he did this
EAT
piece
as
a benefit for the farm workers who were impacted by the Hurricane Irene. The farms were flooded, the special dirt that they used, the black dirt in this area, was washed away. So not only were the farmers left without a winter crop or
a
possibility of harvesting, but the workers who worked there. Many of them lived in the neighborhood, lived in the community.
This rigor led
to a
freedom and to new possibilities for
Bob offered to do it for what a performance, benefit performance. And just was outside. It was a collaboration he had done with Fuji Kamakaya. So there was fog.
Very, very important.
And usually the pure water fog,
amazing,
done at night with projections on the fog. And just for me, the joy of working, physically working, rigging, laying out the fog
for both of them,
setting up the projector, beginning to do these things, and just this incredible joy in working on something and in producing something. I realized how much I like that physical involvement.
SDS and the students, that individuals could make a difference. And I think this is very much an EAT idea. Collaboration. When I first
trust the artist.
For EAT, collaboration.
I think that this was something that's very important in the work that
last weekend
I did with Billy.
Worked with
Bob Whitman over the years. Was the idea that outdoors, the importance of the insight that the artist could have in projects, not only in his or her own work, but in projects in other areas of the society. And EAT began to develop
Irene toward these kinds of projects. Farms have been flooded, called projects outside art, but in developing countries, in education, in other areas, the idea that the artist could contribute in a multidisciplinary team was very important for us. But in a personal level also, I saw many times Billy when there was a decision about what to do, how to proceed on a project with the EAT, he would go to the artist, to an artist. What do you think? How would you do it? And this idea of trusting the artist became very, very important in the way we operated.
Pure water fog, amazing, done at night with projections on the fog.
And just for me, the joy of working, physically working, rigging, laying out the fog, for both of them, setting up the projector, beginning to do these things, and just this incredible joy in working on something and in producing something, I realized how much I like that physical involvement.
One manifestation of it, but the whole idea of SDS and the students, that individuals could make a difference, and I think this is very much an EAT idea. Collaboration. When I first
trust the artist,
word collaboration.
I think that this was one of the most important things I learned from working with Billy. He would say, "Don't anticipate. Plan, but don't anticipate that." And this insight that so often people say, well, he would call this person and ask them to do it, but what if they don't say yes? What if they don't want to? It would stop things. So the idea of anticipating
toward these kinds of projects,
negativity, negative answers, hesitating,
projects outside art,
was something which was absolutely not in his way of operating.
In other
somebody
areas,
once said that the time between the time Billy had an idea and the time he picked up the phone was like a nanosecond.
It was very important.
And I think a corollary of this was
level also
to always say yes.
Many times
saying yes opens up possibilities. Saying no arbitrarily just cuts them off and kills
to
the artist.
To an artist.
And one of Billy's favorite stories was during the nine evenings. The engineers all volunteered their own time. They took vacation time. They took weekends. But they were very involved and probably did things on the nine evenings during their work time. And Billy once asked John Pierce, who was head of his division at the labs, you know, this was going on. Why didn't you stop it? And John said, no, I understood that the energy was so positive that to have stopped it would have a very negative effect on the engineers on a personal and a professional level. So he said yes.
Collaboration. When I first
trust the artist.
Word
I think that this was one of the most important things I learned from working with Billy. This morning I was talking to my friend Liz Worthen, whom I grew up with in Nashville,
but don't anticipate.
And she reminded me insight about
so often
our confirmation class at the temple
person
in Nashville to do it.
But what if they don't say yes? What if
one day I said to the rabbi, I said, I understand about morals and being good. Why does there have to be a God? Why do we need God?
Negativity
completely flummoxed him, and he
was something which was absolutely not in his.
I'm not sure he had the right had an answer which satisfied me, because for me I felt very much the generation that God is dead.
And I think
my father and I discovered Waiting for Godot
always
in 1956.
Saying yes
off the record and memorized it.
Saying
and of course,
no,
Waiting for Godot
arbitrarily just cuts them off.
Quintessential kill
to the artist. To an artist.
And the statement of God is dead. And what that left was, of course, the individual and the personal responsibility for yourself, for your actions. And I think this sense of personal responsibility was what attracted me to
the artist that I began to meet in New York a few years later. And Billy, this was an extraordinarily important word for them, you know, taking responsibility for your work, for your life.
No, I understood that the energy was so positive that to have stopped it would have a very negative effect on the engineers on a personal and a professional level. So he said yes.